from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Do you want to get into some college football picks?
Let's go to college football at this point.
All right, we're going to do that, then we'll get to random question. Well, I guess first things first, do you know who you have seeded 1 through 12? Like, do you know who you're taking, or do you just want to do conference champs and then Final Four and then champion? You just want to do that?
Just the 12 playoff teams.
Okay, you want to run through all 12?
Name your 12.
Well, do you have...
No, as far as your 12. Top four, if you want to go to the top four seeds?
Sure.
Georgia, let's
start with the bias.
Oregon, Ohio State. And I do believe that
Oregon and Ohio State can only one of them get a bye.
Oregon.
Oh, Oregon?
Just flat out Oregon. Oregon wins the Big 12 or the Big Ten.
Okay.
Georgia, Texas. Oh, now you can't have two from the SEC in the top four.
You got to pick a Big 12 and an SEC team and an ACC team.
Miami. I really like Miami this year.
I'm with you.
100% like Miami in this situation.
Which is weird to say because normally they find a way to lose.
Yeah. And if a Big 12 team sneaks in, I still think Kansas State wins the Big 12.
Okay, so they would be in as your four seed. I've got Oregon as the one seed, Georgia as the two, Miami as a three, Kansas State as a four.
Oh, really? Okay. Yep. Do you have Missouri in it too?
I do have Missouri in it. As far as the other seeds go, obviously, these are the first rounds, so the hosts will host, and the higher seed will host a game on campus, which I think is freaking awesome. I think Penn State will undefeated, Bink. As crazy as it sounds.
I like Drew Aller, quarterback, but against West Virginia this week will be a real test for him.
They brought in Andy Koltunecki from Kansas, and I think offensively he's going to do wonders for them. They're going to actually be able to utilize the quarterback talent that they've been able to bring in instead of just run the ball. And have an offensive system that actually works well for them. I think Penn State are the 5 seed. Notre Dame, I'm high on the Irish this year. I think I told you.
Tough game against A&M this Saturday.
I think they win that one and they showcase what they're about. And then the schedule is a lot easier after that. They're the 6 seed. I think Ole Miss is the 7 seed. Ohio State is the 8 seed. I think Ohio State loses to Oregon and Penn State this year. Texas is the 9. Clemson, I think, is the 10. Missouri is the 11. Missouri goes 11-1 to me, but I think what the committee is going to do, the reason I have them all the way down is 11, because you might be thinking, what the heck are you talking about? I have them in the SEC title game. I think in terms of resume building, 11-1 is going to get them in, but the seeding is going to be dictated on the schedule and those other things, and I think that's where I can see them being a 10 or an 11 seed instead of like a 7. Because Ole Miss is going to have a better record, but Ole Miss's schedule is significantly tougher than Missouri's schedule. I think that's where things are. In terms of seeding, it's not necessarily going to determine who gets in or not, as much, in my opinion, as it determines how the seeding shapes itself up. So my group of 5 team, by the way, is Memphis.
I get Tulane.
I think Liberty go undefeated, Bink, but they don't get in because of what happened last year. I think it is between literally Tulane and Memphis. Boise State are really solid, but they're going to lose to Oregon, and then maybe they drop another game here and there. Them not picking Malachi Nelson is kind of sketchy to me. Give me Memphis. But, Bink, last game of the year, Memphis and Tulane play against each other. They might have a rematch the very next week in the American title game to see who makes it to the playoff, potentially.
I have LSU in the playoffs.
The gumbo gunslinger.
I have basically the same list you do, except I have LSU because
Missouri in?
I do have Missouri.
Do you have Clemson out then?
Yes.
Do you have Alabama in?
Yes.
Out? You have Alabama. Okay, so who else is out for you then if you've got Alabama?
I switched it. I had Clemson in, I had Alabama out.
Okay.
Yeah, I know it's weird, but I'm just.
I think Alabama's
going to
go 9-3. I think they're going to have a solid year, but they're 9-3 in the SEC. I know it's the SEC, but 9-3 is not good enough to make it.
See, I like LSU. Year. They're kind of on the outside looking in as far as the top 10, but they're gonna quickly move up because Florida State obviously lost. LSU, I think, is ranked 13th right now. But the best offensive line in college football, that offense is no joke. And I know Jaden Daniels isn't there anymore, but Will Campbell is the best left tackle in college football. He'll be a top 3 pick in the NFL. Both tackles will be drafted in the first round.
Oh, yeah.
So I think they have
their defense has to get better though, Bing, because they were awful.
That was a championship caliber offense they had last year.
I know, and they got Harold Perkins,
Harold Perkins will be the top right tackle, and Will Cain will be the top left tackle. And Garrett Nussmeier, quarterback. You know, people think big thing. He's no Jaden Daniels. No.
No, he's a little bit of a big boy, Garrett Nussmeier.
So I agree with you on that. But
strong arm.
I do believe in LSU this year.
Who do you have in the Final Four?
I've got to be honest. I have Georgia winning it all with Carson Beck and quarterback. Okay. I totally.
Does that mean you have him winning the Heisman too?
At this point, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got Carson Beck.
My Final Four, I know Kansas State hosted. Kansas State's a 4 seed and they get a bye. Don't kill me, Kansas State fans. They're going to lose to Penn State because they play Penn State. It's a tough draw for them to play Penn State. They're going to be the 4. They're going to play the 5. They lose to Penn State. I got Oregon against Penn State, rematch of the Big Ten title game. Georgia, Notre Dame in the Final Four. Georgia's going to beat Notre Dame. Oregon's going to beat Penn State. Oregon wins the whole thing.
I have Oregon and Georgia.
God, Ohio State is really, really freaking good, but based on how Will Howard, like the quarterback competition was kind of at Ohio State, like it was still went a little bit longer than some people thought.
It went down to the wire, but he's got the 4th best Heisman odds, which is interesting because he almost didn't make starting quarterback at Ohio State.
Yeah, I think Dylan Gabriel's the easy bet, but it is plus money, but if you were to pick a dark horse, I think Jackson Dart is a good pick for Ole Miss. And then a real sleeper is Nico Iamaleva from Tennessee.
Iamaleva.
Yeah, I pronounced it incorrectly this whole time. Yikes.
You start with E. Like you go there, you go to Tennessee's official deal. It starts with E.
Iamaleva. I'm sorry, Nico. I've been pronouncing it wrong the entire
time. That will be a household name soon.
He is really, really good. I will learn how to pronounce it sooner rather than later. But yes, I got Oregon winning the whole thing. You got Georgia. All right.
Yeah,
I think two locals make the playoff.
I mean, you know, that team just ridiculous. And I know that you look at their NFL picks lately, especially on defense, they're not doing so well. Like Lewis Seen just got cut from the Vikings. But yeah, I like Carson Beck. I like Quinn Ewers in that final. Nico, I like as well in that list. I don't put Will Howard there. Cam Ward, I would take out Jackson Dart and I'd put Cam Ward there from Miami.
That's another sleeper, yeah. I think Luther Burden, I don't think there's ever been a Biletnikoff winner from Missouri. I think Luther Burden wins the Biletnikoff, and I don't think it's close, Spink. He's going to win the – maybe Evan Stewart from
Emmanuel
Oregon.
Emmanuel Ibuka is going to be really good.
Ibuka.
Because that's going to be the number one target
Evan Stewart might be a sleeper, or Tez Johnson, whichever one of the two is leading, because Oregon's going to sling the pigskin a whole lot with Dan Lanning's offense. I think he could be a sleeper. I think Luther Burden's winning it for the first time in Missouri history. Somebody from the text line, 913-586-7765 from the 816. Drew, Notre Dame is never good. Normally true, and it's funny, my wife's family's from South Bend, Bink. I can't stand Notre Dame.
Oh, really?
I cannot stand Notre Dame, mainly because of the fan base, but they always blow it. Their defense is so freaking good this year, and Marcus Freeman is not Brian Kelly. I think Notre Dame is legit, and they're going to be good enough to make the playoff and pull off a couple of wins. Somebody also texted in, Ryan Day is going to blow it. Chip Kelly's there, Bank, in case if something happens with Ryan Day. Chip Kelly's going to become the next head coach at Ohio State if it happens this year. I think they beat Michigan at least, but I don't know if he survives the job because they go 10-2. And they don't win the Big Ten. I don't know if he survives.
And Igbuka's this good, by the way. And don't sleep on this guy. He was hurt most of last year. He would have been a first-round receiver last year, but he wanted to come back to Ohio State, and he clearly was injured most of the year. 2 years ago, he had 74 catches for 1,151 yards and 10 touchdowns. Marvin Harrison Jr. had 77 for 1,263. His numbers were right there with Marvin Harrison Jr.
I do think Will Howard is going to have, and not necessarily karma, but all that smack talk, I don't feel like I have to be a superhero here at Ohio State. Like, dude, settle down. Relax.
And the one thing, too, is
settle down.
And Keyshawn Judkins from Ohio State. Again, they're loaded.
Oh, Quinshawn. Oh, dude, he might be another. I think he has better Heisman odds than Will Howard.
He was a stud at Ole Miss. And it's one of those transfer portal.
Ohio State is locked and loaded.
Yeah, and Dave Jackson, where you're on defense and get to the quarterback. That team's going to be tough to be. Again, talent on paper, they're the best.
Yeah, I think
they also have the most Neil money as well.
I was criticized because I have Iowa State in the Big 12 title game.
My sleeper in the Big 12 that I don't think people were talking about was UCF because they had the second best offense in this conference last year besides Oklahoma.
Yeah.
West Virginia finished strong.
Sneaky good. That conference is so
good. I still like
good.
Kansas State the best with Dylan Edwards, DJ Giddens, and A.B. Johnson just pounding the rock.
Well, I think that what's going to be the way that I have it shaping up, Iowa State plays Kansas State the last game of the season. Iowa State's going to beat Kansas State to get into the Big 12 title game. They rematch the next week. K-State gets revenge. That's how they go in. And Rob was giving me a hard time, too, because look, the Big 12, that was the most difficult conference to predict, Bink. I know the SEC is really good, obviously, the best in terms of talent and all that stuff, but the most competitive conference is the Big 12. And it's, you could see 5, 6, 7 teams win it. You could see Arizona winning it. You could see Utah winning it. Oklahoma State could win it. West Virginia could somehow make the game. I mean, Kansas, obviously, if Jalen Daniels stays healthy, it is a loaded conference in college. I'm just glad the college football is back, Bink.
Text line doesn't exactly agree with you on Notre Dame, but I will say this. It is, they actually have a legitimate quarterback.
Riley Leonard.
Riley Leonard, transfer portal guy from Duke. Dude's a stud.
And I think it's much better than
the Sam Hartman experience.
I think Marcus Freeman is one of the best coaches in the country. A lot of people forget about Notre Dame because they're not in a conference right now.
We'll find out a lot when they play A&M. College game day is going to be there for the A&M Notre Dame matchup.
It's
the second best matchup this weekend.
You know who the guest picker is, too?
Johnny Football.
Johnny Manziel.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Bill.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.